Glory be to God, as always. Glory be to God, as always. Give God the praise and the glory. For he is good to each and every one of us. As the songwriter said, we serve a good, good God. Glory be to God, as all audiences are coming online. Thank God for you. It is always so good to be in the house of the Lord. Here at the Gospel Light House of Prayer. So good to be with you. Glory be to God. In the highest. Be to God in the highest, and in this season, goodwill towards man, indeed. Ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, welcome to the Gospel Light House of Prayer International Sunday service. My name is Daniel White III, and by the grace of God, in a few days, I'll be celebrating my spiritual birthday, 44 years. When God called me to preach soon after that, which I never wanted to do in my life, anybody who knew me before I got saved, they know that's true. I used to curse and swear and say I would never be a preacher like my dad. And on that same day, I'll be celebrating 36 years of being married to my wife, who is here with me tonight, helping a little bit in the ministry. And so, and I basically mock that day as when God called me to preach, because he started calling me to preach immediately. And so it was an Apostle Paul type conversion. So three anniversaries basically in one day. And so, my friends, I want to preach in your hearing today by the grace of God, a message and a series that we have been on for a while. Titled The Day Jesus Christ Was Dishonored and Disrespected by His Own Family, Neighbors, and Community in the Just Jesus Evangelistic Campaign, number 2423. And we're reading tonight first from Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. For we are transitioning little by little into how this is broken down in the scriptures by Jesus Christ, and how that this is a serious matter. It is an important matter that many evangelicals, so-called Christians, Christians, which we all ought to be called, do not understand, and that is, your greatest enemies will be in your own household if you stand for God and Jesus Christ and the Word of God. You can like that or lump it. It doesn't make any difference. It must be accepted because it is a reality. Mark chapter 6, verses 1 through 4. And he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples followed him. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, From whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? Is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph, and of Judah and Simon? And are not his sisters here with us? And they were offended at him. Instead of liking him, instead of loving him, instead of praising him and worshiping him, they were offended by him, a man who had never done anything wrong in his personal life, in his private life, in his family life, or in society. Never committed a crime, never committed a sin, not even an evil thought. But Jesus said unto them, A prophet is not without honor, but in his own country, and among his own kin, and in his own house. Remember now, Jesus Christ is the Son of God, and if he is the Son of God, and he is God. And so this knowledge that he just shared with us, and shared with the people back in the day, comforted him. Why? Because Jesus kept on preaching. He didn't allow that to faze him. Now, let's move over to Matthew chapter 10, verses 32 through 42, as we go a little deeper into this, And we won't get into this too much today, but I want to just whet your appetite. And I know by the time we get through reading it, some of you are going to say, I don't have an appetite for that. You want your ears tickled. Whosoever therefore, Matthew 10:32, whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. But whosoever shall deny me before men, him will I also deny before my Father which is in heaven. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. And to my sweet evangelicals who think everything is supposed to be peachy and wonderful and dandy all of the time, my sweet charismatics, that is just simply not the case. And you know it's not the case. You are a liar, your feet ain't made, and your heart pumps peanut butter. It's not that way with you. And if you are a true prophet, your enemies are right there in your own household, and you know it. And there's no need for you to try to fix it up and lie about it and make people think everything is wonderful and dandy when Jesus has already told everybody it's not wonderful and dandy. And no amount of books that you can get from the evangelical bookstore can change that. No amount of preaching tape sets, CD sets can change that. The truth of the matter is, in many homes today, in so-called evangelical circles and in churches and in the Christian community today, you are dealing with some people who are simply lost. And I'm here to tell you, you must understand that if a person is lost in your family, not saved, not born again, they may look the part, they may look like they're saved. You're dealing with a dead, not only a demon-possessed person, but you're dealing with a dead person. They can't do it. No matter how much you prod, no matter how many sweet little evangelical books you get to give to them, they're not going to change. It's like giving it all to a pig and dressing up a pig and educating a pig and putting a pink bow on the pig, so a nice silk dress. The pig is going to take all of that education and all of that money and all of the beautiful fine clothes you bought that pig, and he's going to, or she's going to waddle in the mud and eat cans and eat everything she can get her mouth on. Because a pig is a pig is a pig. Think not that I am come to send peace on earth. I came not to send peace, but a sword. For I am come to set a man at variance against his father. You can try to fix it up, and you can dress it up all you want to. You can do your part and so forth. But this is going to happen in your family if you are a child of God and a prophet for God. And the daughter against her mother, and the daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. And a man's foes shall be they of his own household. That's the point I wanted to get to. Your enemies will be they of your own household. And it makes no difference. And yes, family members will make friends with other people that you don't think they should make friends with and forsake you. That's just the way it is. That's the nature of this beast. He that loveth father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. He that loveth son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me. So what do you need to do? You need to keep on serving God. And take the situation as it is. You don't need to go wringing your hands and trying to hunt them down and make them act right, they may be lost and on their way to hell. And he that taketh not his cross and followeth after me is not worthy of me. He that findeth his life shall lose it, and he that loseth his life for my sake shall find it. He that receiveth you receiveth me, and he that receiveth me receiveth him that sent me. If you receive Jesus Christ, you receive Father God. What a blessing. And I have an audience that is going to peel off here shortly, so make sure you understand that. He that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward, and he that receiveth a righteous man in the name of a righteous man shall receive a righteous man's reward. And whosoever shall give a drink unto one of these little ones, a cup of cold water. Notice that Jesus said cold water, not lukewarm, not hot water, but cold water. Only in the name of a disciple, verily I say unto you, he shall in no wise, no way, lose his reward. Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for your holy word. And I pray that, Lord, it will speak to your people. Save that soul that's near as hell. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake. Amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you are not born again saved, if you have never believed in the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, believe in him tonight. The Bible says you are a sinner, and you're going to die for your sins, and you're going to go to hell if you do not believe in the Lord Jesus Christ, who gave the good news. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Pray the sinner's prayer with me right now. Holy Father God, have mercy upon me, a sinner. Forgive me, Lord, of my sins. I believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ. Please save my soul from hell. Help me to repent of my sins and help me to turn from my sins. In Jesus Christ's name I pray and for his sake, amen. Now, dear friend of mine, if you pray that prayer, believing in your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, was buried, and rose from the dead, congratulations, you are now saved and born again. Yes, it is as simple as that. Going forward, what God wants you to do is pray every day. Read the Bible every day. Love him back. You show that by being obedient to him, for Jesus Christ said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Get baptized through a Bible-believing, Bible-living, Bible-preaching church, and grow in the Lord and be faithful to the Lord. If you can't find a good Bible-believing, Bible-teaching, Bible-living church, continue to attend here at Gospel Light House of Prayer International. Just type in Gospel Light House of Prayer International. Pastor Daniel White III, W-H-Y-T-E, Roman numeral 3. Type in Gospel Light Society International. I preach here once or twice or three times, sometimes seven times a day, live and on demand. And we have literally thousands upon thousands of sermons and devotionals and services of all kinds. And if you are in a place where there's not a good Bible-believing church, you can have church at home with your family and be blessed by the preaching and teaching of God's holy word. once you find a good Bible-believing church, Bible-believing, living, and preaching church, go there. Join that church. You can still listen to us as well. And so, congratulations, and may God bless you. Now, back to the message. And I'm only going to deal with one point tonight. And that is in the previous passage. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin. Dr. Guzik said, a prophet, he pointed out, Jesus accepted rejection. And that's what all prophets have to do. All people who stand for God, who stand for Jesus Christ, which means not only believing in the Lord Jesus Christ, but believing the whole counsel of God from Genesis to Revelation, and willing to defend the faith. Truly born again, saved people, they can do no other. Jesus accepted rejection as a price of a faithful prophet. Jesus accepted rejection as price a faithful prophet must pay. There's a price to pay. There's a cross to bear. When you get saved and God puts a calling on your life, you must bear that cross. And you must accept some things. And they may be painful. And if you live by the evangelical spirit, where everything, / charismatic spirit, where everything is supposed to always go hunkadory and wonderful and dandy, in your marriage, in your family, as though there is no devil, in the church and in the ministry, and then you act all shocked and bent out of shape and people turn against you. If God had a Judas, Satan, if Jesus had a Judas, Judas, if David had a Judas, if Joseph had a Judas, if Daniel had a Judas, well, then you're going to have a Judas too. If Paul had Judases, you will have a Judas in your life. It's a part of your testing. It's a part of your tribulations and troubles, trials, temptations and tests and tensions that you will have to endure. And I like what Dr. Wendell Smith said today. I heard him today. A preacher extraordinaire, a preaching machine, equipped to preach. He's the father of a preacher that I'm not that crazy about, but he's a young man trying to do something right and good. Judah Smith. But I like what he said in a message that he preached titled, From This Day Forward, or From Now On. And he was talking about how God can change your life and use your life from now on. And he brought out something that was very interesting to me. You can Well, he said, what many Christians do not talk about is how that the devil will attack you, but he will leave. And he will fight, but you must go at some point. And so you're going to have your attacks, your Judases, your betrayers in your life. The servant is never better than the master. And then Dr. Guzik brought out, though it must have hurt Jesus badly to be rejected by family and friends and neighbors, you don't have to worry about it, dear prophet friend, because Jesus was equipped to handle that, but he was human as well. We all would like to be liked. That's not possible when you're standing for God against the world by yourself sometimes. And so you have to accept that. And you don't need to worry about it. Just accept it, and God will equip you to accept it if he's called you to that type of ministry. Also, he pointed out how that from the scriptures he could do no mighty work. There's a passage in Psalms. I preached a sermon from there, a series from there, how sometimes we limit God through our sin, foolishness, and unbelief. His work was limited in this climate of unbelief. In this sense, Jesus' power was limited by the unbelief of his family, friends, and countrymen. This was in respect to God's principle of partnership with man. God may work with no belief, but not with unbelief. He's not going to roll like that. This was in respect to God's principle of partnership with man. God may work with no belief, but not with unbelief. And then Jesus marveled because of their unbelief. If you will, he was not surprised, he was not shocked, but if you would allow me to say, he was taken aback at it. Jesus was amazed at their unbelief. Our inability to believe God and trust him is indeed amazing. Jesus only marveled at Jewish unbelief and Gentile faith. Jesus marveled at those things. God in the flesh marveled at his creation while in the flesh. Would Jesus marvel at your faith, dear friend, or would he marvel at your unbelief in him? Unbelief must needs be a monstrous sin that puts Christ to the marvel, said Dr. Trapp. We never read that Jesus marveled at art or architecture, or even the wonders of creation. He never marveled at human ingenuity or human invention. Jesus didn't marvel at the piety of the Jewish people or the military dominance of the Roman Empire. But Jesus was taken aback at faith and the lack thereof. Jesus did marvel at faith when it was present in an unexpected place and when it was absent where it should have been. And then finally tonight, we're told that he went about the villages in a circuit teaching. And the big point I want you prophets, you preachers, you who stand for God and for Jesus Christ to understand, Jesus did not let his rejection by his family, his friends, his kinfolk, his neighbors, his community debilitate him. Jesus got on with the business of prayer, continuously in prayer and the ministry of the word. Dr. Raymond Hancock said, I think I'll go on anyway. If my family does not want to go, fine. I think I'll go on anyway. If my church members do not want to go, I think I'll go on anyway. If my community does not want to go, I think I'll go on anyway. I'm going to serve God anyway. I told my wife, and I've told her many times over the past 36 years, as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord up in here. Whether you want to or not, whether you want to allow yourself to be used by the devil to try to hinder us, me and my children, it makes no difference what the situation is. As for me and my house, and I meant that thing, we're going to serve the Lord up in here. We're going to continue on praying, reading the Bible, passing out gospel tracts, witnessing, telling folks about Jesus. You can go with us and help us, or you can do whatever you want to do. But as for me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord up in here. And I recommend that to all head of households, all men. If you're saved and born again, you don't let the devil, your wife, your children, anybody else hinder you from serving the Lord. Let's pray. Holy Father God, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I praise you and I thank you for this time together. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. I praise you and I thank you, Holy Father God, for your love, your grace, and your mercy. I praise you and I thank you for your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, who is sitting at your right hand interceding for me and all of your children. I praise you and thank you for your Holy Spirit and your Holy Word. I thank you, Lord, for the encouragement of your Holy Word. I thank you for the two services on yesterday, two services on today, and everything that was done in between. And Holy Father God, I praise you and I thank you for salvation and spiritual, family and life, financial and material, protection and provision, mental and physical blessings that you have bestowed upon us down through the years. For Jesus Christ's sake, Lord, please have mercy and grace upon us and those of us who are saved and born again. Please forgive us, Lord, of our sins, our faults, and our failures, as we from our hearts, by your grace, forgive those who have sinned against us in any way. Wash and cleanse our hearts, minds, souls, spirits, and consciences tonight in the holy and precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. From all sin and from all unrighteousness, crush and crucify, Lord, our flesh and the old man within us, and fill us with the fullness and the power, the unction and the anointing of your Holy Spirit. Deliver us from temptation, evil, and sin. Grant us your grace and the power of your Holy Spirit to love right, live right, think right, and do right, and act right, and do that which is pleasing in your sight. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Help us who are saved and born again to humble ourselves, to pray, to seek your face, to turn from our wicked ways and to repent of our sins and to get back to you, our first love. Holy Father God, I pray, Lord, tonight, Lord, for my family. I pray for my wife, who has been my greatest enemy and my greatest persecutor over the past 36 years. And Lord, because of your salvation in my life, I praise you and thank you for my thorn in the flesh. I praise you and I thank you for this messenger of Satan. I praise you and thank you for working a divine ministry, divine miracle, for this keeping this marriage together, for the ministry's sake, for your sake, your glory, praise and honor, in obedience to your holy word, and for me to have the wonderful privilege of raising my 7 children with my wife, Marika White, as the children I had with my wife. By your grace, I raised them virtually by myself. And I thank you, Lord, for that privilege. I praise you and I thank you that they did not come out of a broken home, a divorced home. And as you bless me not to come out of such a home. And so, Holy Father God, I pray at the same time for the salvation of my wife, Marika White. It is her choice to date, even though she's made a profession of faith on March the 4th. I do not believe she has truly committed to you. I pray that she would do that in her heart and change and be the Christian woman that you want her to be. It's too late for her to be the mother that she could have been. It's too late for her to be the wife that she could have been. But she can, from this point forward, be the Christian woman that you want her to be. And Holy Father God, I pray for her mother, her aunts, and her siblings. I pray for their salvation. And I pray, Lord, that you will, I pray for the salvation of my mother and siblings. And Lord, we have many people who are religious but lost in our family and in this country and around the globe. I pray, Lord, that you will also tonight cast out the devil and the demons of hell and the satanic demonic spirit of Judas, Jezebel, Sanballat, and Tobias out of my wife, out of her mother, aunts, and siblings, my mother and siblings. And Lord, if my children have been influenced by these devils in my wife's family, my family, in the church that they have attended, or any place else, Lord, rebuke and bind the woke devil and the demons of hell from their lives. And Lord, cast out the devil and the demons of hell out of their lives. And Lord, the salvation that you wrought in their lives, that proved out for many years in service to you, with me in the ministry, Lord, I pray that it will shine through continuously for your glory, praise, and honor. I pray for Danny, Daniel, and Danita, Danae, Daniqua, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Daniel, Duran, Daniel, and Quazia. Bless them all, Lord, for those children served you, Lord, mightily, as you know, allowing their older father now to continue to preach around the world, live and on demand. They have set me up to do that. And so, Holy Father God, I pray, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, for the salvation of the lost, for the revival of the saved, for the healing of the sick, for the comfort of the grieving and the mourning. In this country and around the globe, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem. We pray, Lord, for the protection of the Israelites and of the innocent Palestinians, the biblical Philistines, and Holy Father God, we pray for all people in the world as we're living in perilous times. We pray for the salvation of those who are lost. And we pray also tonight that you will lift all of our sin burdens, guilt burdens, care burdens, anxiety burdens, troubles, problems, and fears from our hearts, our minds, our souls, and spirits. Fill us, Lord, who, for those of us who are saved, fill us, Lord, with your peace that passeth all understanding, your joy unspeakable, your holy serenity, and tranquility of mind and heart. And Holy Father God, for those of us who are saved, continue to bless us with that uncanny ability to take pleasure from our persecutions, our attempted cancellations, our infirmities and weaknesses, our necessities, our distresses and afflictions, and to glory in them, to give you glory for them, and to be glad about them, and to be cheerful in them while we're going through the tribulations. For you have said in your word, in this world you shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. My baby daughter, Danielle, Elizabeth, would quote that for me many times. And so, Holy Father God, I thank you for your holy word. I pray, Lord, tonight that no matter who betrays us, who turns against us, who refuses to continue to support us, Lord, I pray that everybody who's in such a case would continue to battle on, fight on, and continue to commit themselves to prayer continuously, and the ministry of your holy word continuously, as you did. You did not let that bother you. And Lord, help your people not to let that bother them. And so, Lord God in heaven, we pray, Lord, tonight that you would deliver us as you see fit from distresses and afflictions, tribulations and troubles, trials and temptations, tests and tensions. And Lord, deliver us tonight from all spiritual and mental, physical and emotional, family, financial, legal, student loan debt, student progress problems, troubles and difficulties that we're facing. Lord, the three major things that we need done and we need to get done, help us to get them done in a miraculous way. And Lord God in heaven, I do pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ for the protection of my family and everybody in the household of faith and everybody else. I pray, Lord, that you will protect us from ourselves, our flesh, and the devil, and from the demons of hell, and from evil people in the family, evil people in the church, evil people in the world. Place, Lord, upon us tonight. I pray for my family and all other Christian families and all other people. I pray for Danny, Daniel, and Anita, Danae, Daniqua, Daniel, Ezekiel, and Danielle, Duran, Danielle, and Crozier. Place upon us all the whole arm of God. Surround us with the band of your holy angels and the wall of your holy fire. Cover us and cleanse us in the precious blood of Christ. Thank you, Lord, for allowing things to be as well as they are. Thank you, Lord, for remembering mercy, love, and grace. And Holy Father God, have everything we do and say tonight to be done for your glory, praise, and honor. And for the glory, praise, and honor of the Lord Jesus Christ. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. And for his sake, amen. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time, pray for me as I pray for thee. Remember the motto of the Marines, Semper Fidelis. Be always faithful to the Lord. Remember the motto of the Air Force and the Space Force, Semper Supra. Always above. Keep your heart in mind, stay on the Lord, and he'll keep you in perfect peace. God bless you, dear friends. Until next time.